Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Yat Shalom. We are now in Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Chet Amud Aleph, with a short piece, the second Mishnah in the ninth Perek. As I mentioned in the previous podcast, this will deal again with the issues of Rotzeach. And now we're going to deal with a particular nuance of Rotzeach, which is a Pasuk, which is the first Pasuk on the page, which deals with the consequences of a possibly fatal attack on somebody where we are not sure that it really will play out that way. Here we go. Hamakat chaviro ben be'evan ben migrof, whether you hit him with a tool, a rock, or with your own fist. V'yamdu l'mita ve'kel mashaya. The first thing is the doctor said he's going to die. That was their estimation. And then he got better. And that doesn't mean he's running marathons, but it means he got better. And then, then he relapsed and he died. Chayav. Chachamim say you're chayav. Rabbi Nechemya Omer Patur. Shuraglaim ladavar. Meaning, circumstances evidently point to the fact that it wasn't your hitting him, but something else because he relapsed. Now, Tana Rabbanan. Adzudarash Rabbi Nechemya. Rabbi Nechemya Darshan the Pasuk. Im yakum v'italech bachutz al mishanto v'nikah hamaket. Literally, you hit a guy, and if he walks around, on his walking stick, then the guy who hit him is off the hook, and he has to pay for damages. Now, what would you think? You'd think that this guy's walking around and you're getting killed for hitting him? Ella, what's the case? This must be talking about a case where the doctor said he's gonna die, and then he got better, so he's walking around a little bit, and you're off the hook. And even though he later died, shupatur, you're exempt. So what do Rabbanan do with that? Because they have to agree, it can't just be saying that if you don't kill somebody, that you're off the hook. What it means is, it's teaching that we imprison you to see what happens. I mean, you literally tie you down until we see what happens with this fellow. So everybody agrees that there are circumstances where a perpetrator or a possible perpetrator is going to be tied down until we see how things play out. So we have to have a source. So that's Rabbanan's source. From Nechemya Chavisha Menali, where does he get it from? So the answer is Yali from Mikosha. She gets it from the case in Sefer Bamidbar, where the guy is out in the desert and collecting sticks on Shabbat, whether it's Ma'amer or Kotzer, whatever he's doing, and they put him into jail until Moshe could find out from Hashem how he's supposed to die. Now, Rabbananami, Lilfim Mikosha, so why don't the Rabbanan learn it from there and then have our Pasuk for Amduhu? The answer is Mikosha Shpark Tolahu. Everybody knew that when the Mikosha was supposed to die. Moshe said, yeah, they cut him. He just didn't know what kind of death to give him. Lafuke Haidu, Leodini Bark Tolahu, Ilab Bark Tolahu. But as opposed to this case, where we don't know if the guy's supposed to die at all, because we have to see if the guy he hit is going to live. So what does Rabbi Nechemya say? He agrees that Mikosha is not a good model, but Yalif Megadef, the case in Parshat Emor, where the guy goes out in the camp and curses, and in that case, we didn't know if he was supposed to die. They tied him down, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, stone him. So Rabbanan said, Megadef or Ratcha'aita, that Megadef was a unique circumstance, and you can't learn from that. Kiditanya, as we learned, Yodeh, Moshe Rabbeinu Shemekoshesh Mita. Moshe knew that the Mekoshesh has to die. Shema Mechalem HaChumat. Already in Shemot, we know that the Mechal Shabbat dies. Halalavi, Yaya Yodeh, Be'ezu Mita Neharag. He just didn't know what kind of death to give him. Kilo Farashlem. Habagadif, Lonamabro, Eloi Farashlem Api Hashem. There the phrase was, the Farashlem Api Hashem, Shlaya Moshe Yodeh, Ben Mita Koli Karim Lav. He didn't know if he's supposed to die at all. So now, so that explains why Rabbanan would distinguish and say as follows. And this leads, by the way, to another issue, which is when you give hatra'ah, does the hatra'ah have to be specific to that kind of death, or just a hatra'ah that you're going to die? And Mekoshesh would seem to be a proof that you don't have to give it, because they couldn't have said to him, you're going to be stoned. They didn't know that. On the other hand, if you say, like Rabbi Yehuda says, it's a hatra'ah, hora'at sha'ah, and therefore you can't learn from there. Now, b'ishtam adon rechemya, hainu dichti v'trei umdani. That's why it says, two estimations in the pasuk. Chad, meaning it, that if nafal mishkav, and then yakum. Chad amduhu l'mita b'chaya. One is when they said he's going to die, and then the guy is now running sprints. Chad amduhu l'mita b'kel mashaya. And the other is a case where the guy, they said he was going to die, and then he got better, and then he relapsed. So we need two estimations, two assessments. According to Rabbanan, there's only one thing. If they say he's going to die, then if he dies, you're chayev. There's no middle ground. So the answer is, one is for the case where they assessed he was going to die, and he lived, meaning fully recovered. The other is a case where they assessed him that he was going to live, and he died, in which case you're off the hook. Rabbi Nechemiah said, I don't need a pasuk for that. The minute the doctor said he's going to live, you're off the hook. So whatever happens afterwards, the pasuk doesn't need to address. Now we'll see two brightot to finish this very short piece. Again, you hit somebody, the doctor says he's going to die, and he lives. To fully recovered, potrinoto. You're off the hook. If they estimated you're going to die, the guy's going to die, and then you got better. Then they do a second estimation and say, okay, how much wages and how much nezek and what was the pain and the shame, all five things. And if afterwards he relapsed and died, Rechemi says you take that second assessment and that's what you have to pay, means you don't get killed. Chacham disagree and they say there is no second assessment, meaning that if this guy dies, we go back to the first thing and you're chayav mita. Tanya Idach, we have another brayta without names. If they assess that he was going to die and then he gets better, we do a reassessment for life. But if they said he was going to live, then there is no second assessment. That's it. If they assessed he was going to die and then diagnosed he was going to die and then he got better, we do a second estimation for how much damages battery assault. If later relapse and die, you pay those two payments to the Yorshim. The others you can't pay. You can't pay Boshet because the guy's dead. Shevet you can't pay. But Nezek and Tsar you pay to the Yorshim. Now, by the way, based on what do you figure the Nezek and Tsar? Do you based on now as a sick guy he's damaged? No. You go back to the original moment when you hit him and what his value was and the Tsar involved. And that Breita is a Stam Breita. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next Mishnah, continuing with issues of murder and intent. In the meantime, wish everybody a wonderful day.